When we say what we want, we don't care what is right. Send a flex while they stare in the night, in the air, it's apparent we nice. Porches go on the tear, this real deal, boy, it's more than a scare. I just suggest you do more than beware.
Get that shit, boy.
Oh, Lord.
Shit, baby. Welcome back to another N85 podcast. As you saw, we got some new smelling salts, bro. We're sponsored now, head ass. No, we're not. But if you'd like to sponsor us, bro, my goodness, those fucking hit.
Oh, my God.
All right, as you guys can see, we're in a whole new studio, bro. New setup coming in. We have turned my living room into the fucking setup, bro. I have sacrificed my place of
living.
Peace.
Okay.
My temple for the better sake of the podcast, guys.
And thank you.
And thank you to everybody watching on TikTok, bro.
Thank you to you.
If y'all want to watch these done live, make sure you go to the TikTok. We do this shit every fucking weekend, every single week. We didn't do the one last week because of the same reason. If you can tell, I don't know if you could tell. You could probably tell on camera that one. Dude, we had to slice this whole thing in half,
unfortunately,
bro. In order to move it and transport it. But we had to do what we had to do, bro. Shout out to us, man. We making it fucking work, bro.
All right.
Let's get right into the episode, bro. We got a fucking Hinge update, bro. Let's go right onto it.
That's right. So
who's in the fucking chat before we get into this?
Oh, we got Lalo, our top gifter, in the chat. Appreciate for being here, Lalo.
That's what I'm saying. Make sure y'all spam those fucking likes, bro. That shit comes a lot of way.
Like.
All right, let's do this shit. Hinge update, Austin. Let's go.
So the last thing we talked about was at the forest, right? And we were talking about the spooky basket.
Yes.
So, okay, so we went on our date. Our date was the corn maze on the Buford one.
Yeah, Buford corn maze, brother.
Now, I'm just going to rate the date 6 out of 10.
Boom.
And you know what? I'm a be a bigger person here. It was on me.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why.
Let's go.
So,
hold on, before we get into that. Yeah, that has to be done,
That's just how I would rate it, me personally. But it's because I was tired, dude. I was just like, I was not feeling it. It was hot. I wore the worst fit for the freaking pumpkin patch. I wore all black.
What's up with you and being tired, bro? This man told me he was tired today to do the podcast.
Because I've been hitting the gym, bro. But this time was because the drive. You know, we were at my mom's. I stayed over at my mom's house. And
the date
was the next day. And I had to drive. Like, I just came back in time for the date. So I had to drive like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Get ready and shit like that. And I was just like, the drive just made me tired and shit. And yeah, and I wore like the worst fit you could probably wear. I wore the all black fucking fit, you know what I'm saying?
And I went in the middle of the day.
Yeah, it was hot. It was prime time, you know what I'm saying? Prime time.
Sick fucking choices, bro.
But we did the maze or whatever. It wasn't nothing crazy. But we had to kind of like cut it short because like her schedule was kind of crazy. She had things to do or whatever.
Okay.
We did that. We rolled like a little. What do you? It's like
the hayride.
Yeah, the hayride.
Yeah, that shit. The tractor was pulling like a wagon full of people.
Mm-hmm. A whole bunch of people. Yep. Very slow. It was a nice, cool little vibe. You know what I'm saying? She was putting, we were like holding hands,
Okay. Now I'm waiting to see where this all hits the fan. Brother. Okay. Why is this a 6 out of 10?
Don't worry.
Brother?
It's because it was just like I wasn't really like saying too much because I was just like. Dead, dude. She's like, are you okay? Like, what's going
on
with you?
Dude, you're letting the gym hinder your fucking real life, brother. What is going on? The gym is supposed to make you a better person.
Relax.
You're taking some serious L's because of this, bro.
It's fine, bro. It's okay.
No, you need to get together. I think it's the pre-workout you're taking, brother. I think you're having an adrenaline dump, bro. That's why I stopped taking it, because I had those adrenaline dumps.
Really?
For the rest of the day, you're fucked.
I do feel it. I do feel a little crashed after I do that. But I just love the pre-workout. I should be hitting nice. It's like 390 milligrams of freaking caffeine. I keep forgetting we have freaking
people. Yeah, what are they saying, man? What are they saying?
They're saying nothing. They just... I'm not reading that. But
okay. Here, can you turn it a little more? Turn it a little more. Grab that like the head. There you go.
Boom.
Hell yeah. Okay. Now they can see you.
So where was I going with this? Where was I?
Someone else said something. My boy Lalo. What's up, Lalo?
Damn. He said do a line of pre. Yo, I might have to do that next time. But I was just feeling like hella dead. Like, it just was not it. And that was on me. Like, I would say that was on my part, right? Go ahead, bro. Hit that, bro.
Oh, shit. Wrong one.
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay. So after that, we were like, let's go get some matcha, bro. Let's go to the Starbucks.
Classic.
Get some caffeine. She like added some more extra stuff that I'm used to. And that shit was nice. It tasted good or whatever. And then, you know, we had to call it the date right there. So I was like, okay. I was like, so you were leaving Starbucks, right? And I was like, let me show you my car. My sister cleaned it. It's very nice now. It looks hella clean. She's like, okay. So she comes, pulls over to my car. And yeah, she just waited for me to open the door and show her, right? So I just opened the door, my back side of the door. I open it and then boom, right away. Spooky basket. You know
that's what I'm saying, son.
And dude, again, she did not expect it. It's crazy. I felt like she would have, but she didn't.
Yeah, right. The classic, come to my car.
Come to my car, bro. Let me show you something quick. Let me make your day real quick. And then boom. So yeah, she was like, like her reaction, she's always like speechless, and I love her reaction. It's the best. She was very grateful, very appreciative, and she was like, "No one's ever got me a spooky basket before," and I was like, "Yeah,
So this girl, nobody's ever got her flowers. Like, nobody's ever got her spooky basket.
Right? Now, I don't like him.
There's one of two things, brother. Either she's telling the truth and it's kind of scary, because why hasn't anybody done this, or she's capping." But we're going to go with option number one.
Yeah, we're going to go with that, right?
Yeah.
We're going to go with that. And I was like, yeah. She's like, what? I thought you didn't like me. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about right now? Like, I do like you. Like, this is, you know, this is what I'm doing for you. You know what I'm saying? I love to, you know, give gifts. That's kind of one of my love languages, I guess you could say. And, she was very appreciative. And,
getting choked up there, brother. It's all good. It's okay. It's okay, brother. It's okay.
Let me get some water.
Yo, shout out to everybody in the fucking chat, bro. Make sure y'all hit that like button, bro. Throw some roses for my boy's sad ass story right here. Got him choked up, bro. We need some galaxies up in this bitch, bro.
But yeah, so we did another kiss goodbye, you know.
Okay.
And we did it like outside in the parking lot. Like, we were like standing out there, like, we'd like did like a good little 2-3 second kiss. And I kind of like let go, because I don't like PDA, dude. I was like, dude, I feel like people are watching us. Let's not do this.
Brother. Okay.
She's like, I don't think nobody's watching us. And I was like, okay, whatever. So we did like another longer kiss. And I just felt weird, because I don't like PDA. I'm big.
Okay.
I'm a big no-no on PDA.
Yeah, that's fair.
So yeah, so then she left. Boom. And after that, like, we just weren't texting a lot. But at the same time, we don't even text a lot. And she just hit me out of nowhere with like a bit of a paragraph.
Right? Those are either really good or really bad, brother.
And actually, let me read it to you.
Okay, we're gonna get it live from the fucking thing. I have some. Oh, he's scrolling all the way down. They haven't texted in a while. This is so concerning,
bro. The roster's crazy right now.
No, it's not funny. It's not funny.
No, I'm just playing. Okay. So she says, "Hey. Good morning, my love. I wanted to take time and say thank you so much for the time, your gifts." She can't type, I swear to God. "There's not 1 second where I took that for..." She put granite.
granite? Oh, God bless.
I thought that was funny. "I really, really appreciate the thought that you put into it, but I think I'm going to have to let you go. It doesn't really seem like you're interested in me." And I was like, what the hell? Like, last one, I was like, what the fuck? And she was like, "I understand we both have busy lives, but I did communicate with you that I would like for you to text me every day and try to make the effort. If there's somebody else that you're seeing, also, I understand. But I do want to say thank you. I'm very grateful for the gifts that you've gotten me." That was pretty much it, because the rest doesn't even make sense.
Right. But, damn.
Yeah,
brother.
So
right there, I don't know if this is the right...
Okay.
Okay, yeah, okay.
It is, but... Right there, she said that I didn't text her, right? She said I wasn't texting her, but she, like, didn't text me back. Like,
I see that. Yep.
See that, right?
True.
I was the one that texted last, and she did not text me back.
True.
And so when we were talking, I would send a message, right? And then after that message, I would send, like, a message for plans, like, to make more plans. I was trying to, like, do, like, you know, set up another date. So she respond to the first message, and she wouldn't respond to me making the plans message.
Okay.
So I was like... that's funny. Right. Not funny, haha. Funny, weird.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then I was like, okay, let me hit her with this. So the next message I did was that one, where it was just the plans. So she has to respond to that.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And then she didn't respond. And then she hit me with that long ass fucking paragraph.
Ah.
Right? So let me show you what I texted after that.
Okay, this is fucking tricky.
I was like, "Good morning, beautiful. But you have been ghosting me. I was like, I was starting to think you lost interest in me." And then I showed her a screenshot. I was like, "Look, like, you know, send the receipts."
Yeah. Okay.
Right? Exhibit A, didn't answer my text. Boom, got her ass. And then she said, I was like, not sure if you're manipulating me or your cellphone provider's cheeks, but because I'm just like totally lost.
Yeah, here. Right.
It's like, no, I'm not manipulating you. I didn't see your message. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm like, call me later when you can.
Like,
call me later when you can, right?
No, wait, what am I looking for? I'm looking for, wait a minute.
This is weird.
Yeah, this is weird.
So I was like, okay, call me later when you can. So that same day, it was that message was like during work. So like probably like a little after lunchtime, I called her, right?
Bro, and let me tell you something. There's nothing worse than either arguing or going through something during, like, texting at work, bro. Because you're over here, your partner's like, yo, hand me that wrench. And you're over here like,
yeah,
I'm like, yo, like, come on, bro.
Hold on, bro.
Let me dial the fucking, I'm cooking right now. This fucking shit is hot. This keyboard is on fire right now. Yo, we got a fucking give. Sound that shit out, son.
Just send a give. Appreciate it. I think it's Lalo, but I don't know what he sent me. It just says, just send a give.
Scroll up, brother.
Like this?
Like that other way. Like,
oh.
Yeah, yeah. But you had to click on it. You had to, nope. Like, yeah, like that, but the other way. There you go, brother.
Sent the passionate rose. Appreciate for the passionate rose, brother.
Yeah, for real.
Thank
yo,
you.
Send
I needed
that. Some fucking gifts, bro. This shit is going crazy, bro. Thank you for the gift, Lalo.
So, so after like lunchtime, I called her, right? And I didn't expect her to answer because it's during work hours.
Right.
Didn't answer. That's fine. Boom, whatever. But I'm sure she saw it, like the missed call. So she didn't call me back. And then I called her again later, like in the evening, like probably like 8:30. And a part of me was like, please don't answer. Because I just didn't want to deal with it. And
yeah,
she didn't.
It's so awkward. It's so, yeah, it's such like, a hard thing to even
it's
do.
It's like, dude, like at that point, I was like, I don't think she likes me. I think it's done. Right?
Yeah.
So I called her again in the evening, right? Didn't answer. And that's where I left it. Boom. So I'm thinking that I got played. I think I got played.
Wait, so till now, she just never answered again?
No, she didn't. Like, I called her, right? She didn't call me back. I'm sure she's got the freaking, you know, the missed calls or whatever. Not a text, not a call back.
Holy.
Yeah. So, I think I got played here. I think I got played by a D1 player right here.
Dude.
So, like, now I'm just like...
Okay, we gotta, hold on. We gotta analyze this
Please
real quick.
Please help me out here.
So let me tell you my first thoughts.
Okay.
Okay, so I was like, at first I was like, I already know where this is going because this man is doing the tired thing. And bro, girls love pressure, bro.
Right.
Girls love that you be the same guy every single time. So if the first time you're together, you're energetic, you're fun, you're out here like, you know, giving her all of this attention and pressure. She's like, hell yeah. I mean, I expect this every single time.
Mm-hmm.
But then the second time, if y'all go and then like you're a little more dead, you're like, oh, hi, yeah, things are cool.
Yeah.
You make it seem to her like you're just going on a date because you have already agreed to it. But you're kind of like, all right, things are about to go downhill from there. Like, boom, boom. However, I think in her head, like if this was the instance, the spooky basket would have changed that completely.
Right.
Because if it's about to go downhill and if I really ain't feeling you, I'm not giving you no fucking spooky basket, brother.
Right.
Shout out Lalo to the motherfucking gift, brother.
Thank you for the gift again. Lalo, you got to stop. But he put Winter Arc with the freaking... And yeah, dude, I'm not going to lie to you. The gym has been going crazy.
Dude, we went to the gym 3 hours the other day. I was like, damn, somebody's going through some shit today, bro.
Which one is it?
Donnie or Austin's going through something. Yeah. Yo, but listen. Dude. Okay, so then. But the fact that... Now, everything changes because she's kind of capping in that you haven't been putting pressure because like you just saw me the receipts. You had been texting her and she hadn't been replying back.
Right.
So like throughout your like the days and shit, like how did y'all text every day? Like when
y'all
could?
Yeah, but we wouldn't text like constantly. It would be like 1 to 2 messages a day.
Okay, why?
Just late replies.
You?
I match the energy. I do that.
Dude, that's so bad. No, brother, listen.
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
Then that's kind of shooting yourself in the foot. I get it.
Yeah.
But that's part of pride, brother. And you got to kill that shit. Because, right. Like, dude, listen, this is one of the first things that we encountered, right?
Because
she worked and she had a busier life than I did.
Right.
So she would message me after 3 hours. I would see that shit, like, within 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I remember, like, there was an episode on the pod where I mentioned it and I was like, yo, the shawty I'm talking to right now, this is before we got together. I was like, yo, the shawty I'm talking to right now, like, she's replying like 3 hours later, but I see right there, like, should I reply 3 hours later? And y'all motherfuckers were trying to tell me yes, and then I think Des told me no.
I told you no. I was like, match the energy.
I think Des told me, nah, it doesn't matter. Like, so I went with it doesn't matter. I was like, I'm going to just text. And, like, again, people are busy, like, and if they don't want to text, they don't have to text. But to me, like, if I genuinely wanted to text, so I wasn't going to force myself, like, not to text her back, you know, just because she texted me, like, once every 3 hours type shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
I'm just making sure I'm not lying. I'm looking at the timestamps and things like that. No, they're not bad. They're like, we'll have like a good quick combo, like, you know, probably like 30 minutes or 20 minutes in between each text I beat. You know what I'm saying?
Because maybe that's what she wanted. She wanted that pressure. Even though she replied late, I think she wanted to feel that you texted her back more often. You know what I'm saying? Because if she's like, bruh, I already have a busy life and I already text back late. And then this motherfucker texts back even more late. And now we're only having like conversation, you know what I'm saying? So these are the things you gotta think about, brother. You cannot have pride going into these things, brother. That shit gotta die.
Yeah, okay, that's one theory, right?
Yes. Okay, so look, listen, that's just one that's fucking one theory. Diagnostic,
right? There could be somebody else.
Now here's the thing. Exactly, bro.
Mm-hmm.
What was she doing on Tinder to the point where Hinge. Like, well, yeah, Hinge, right?
Mm-hmm.
This makes me wonder, she was on Hinge for a reason. To me, from the outside looking in, this looked great. This looked like, you guys looked fantastic. Y'all sounded fantastic on paper. Everything was fantastic. So now I'm like, did she did she do what I told you to do, by the way? Keep your options open.
Right.
And now somebody else is giving her more pressure and this and that. So now here we go, brother. I'm waiting for the, you're right. You were right. Go ahead, brother. I'm waiting.
No, I can't do it, dude. I can't be like date to like multiple
but
people.
But was I right or was
time.
I wrong?
I mean, I guess in a way, yes.
Here we go. I was right, brother.
In a way, I guess. But like I said, I like to put my effort all in one person.
I get that, but
at one time.
Okay, now listen, this goes into the second part about this. And her after, I'm assuming.
Yes, a little bit.
No, a lot of it. I already know, bro. I know.
We went on 3 days.
But you were
crying, guys. I'm just a little.
You were attached.
It's because she's cooking right now, and it's
crazy. Stop playing, bro. She's not cooking no motherfucking chiles, bro. You were hurt, funny. And it's okay to admit that you were hurt, brother.
No, it's fine.
This is why you learn. You learn from these experiences, right? Okay. I told you, it is okay.
It was only the third day, you know.
But it was.
She didn't know me anything. I don't know her anything, you know.
Yes, but it was like an exchange of energy. It was an exchange of like, damn, I gave you kind of my everything. I showed you I was vulnerable to you. I showed you emotions that you normally wouldn't share to like the average person, you know what I'm saying? Because the average person, you just rail through and then, you know. Okay, so what do you think? What's your theory? What do you genuinely think that like was up with her? Because now she's not replying. She didn't even give you that closure. Right. She didn't like, you know what I'm saying?
I think she did find somebody else. I think that's like, cause she told me that. She told me she thought in the message, she's like, maybe you're interested in somebody else or anything. I was like reading that. I was like, bro, what the fuck?
And
like,
yo, look,
I
listen.
Think she was like, she's like, it's okay if you found somebody else. Like,
yeah.
So I feel like she has like other options.
So
I guess.
So girls tend to do this thing that's called projection, brother. And not just girls, guys do it too. But girls specifically, they'll project. So whenever girls get like jealous and insecure, like, and they'll question you about cheating, it's usually because they're fucking cheating themselves. And they're like, that. Oh, mm-hmm. like, if I'm fucking cheating and shit like that, he's cheating and he has to be doing it. Mm-hmm. So, what, like, and it works for men as well. Men will do this shit.
Right.
Same shit too. So, that's what I'm saying. So, the fact that she said, she felt your energy off a little bit.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, he probably found somebody else because I found somebody else. So, that's why he's doing that shit right now. You know what I'm saying? That's how it goes, brother.
So, yeah, that's like my theory. And it's okay, you know. It is what it is. I have that mentality. Like, it is what it is.
We got some motherfucking gifts in the chat, brother. Read them out.
Oh, yeah.
Scroll up, brother. Scroll we want to see what
it's
was
my
going
first time
on,
doing
bro.
This. Oh, Leslie. Thank you. It's my sister, Leslie. Thank you.
Oh, shit. Thank
you for the heart puff. Appreciate you. If you can send me some tissues, that'd be great, too.
She sent something else, brother. Come on. You got to read them all.
She sent a tiny diny and then a finger heart.
Thank you, Leslie. Dude, send this man some. Some real roses, brother, because we need them right now more than ever.
Please.
Yo, Boy 22, what's up, Boy 22? Start popping some bottles with my boy Lalo here. Yo, it's about to go down in this bitch, bro. Shout out to you, brother. I really appreciate you for being here.
That's just funny.
So, bro, okay. Now let's go to the days after, brother.
Okay, I know it hurt. Side note, you know what I'm saying? I will be increasing my time in the gym from 5 times a week to 7. Totally unrelated to what I just told you right now. Totally unrelated.
Yeah, totally unrelated. Somehow, some way, brother.
So the following days, like, tell me how you felt. Well, tell me how you feel towards that and, like, what you did to cope with it after. Like, you know, how did it make you feel?
And be real, brother. Come on.
I'm trying to, like, collect my thoughts here and everything. Yeah, I mean, it happened at work, right? That's when it, you know, part, bro. I was like, I just, like, kind of laughed. I was like, bro, what the fuck? Like, I'm like, okay. Like I said, it's funny. Not funny, haha. Funny, fucking weird, right?
Yeah.
And then I didn't cry. I promise you I didn't cry. But I was like, you know, kind of like just touched my heart.
A little bit.
I was like, oh, shit. Okay.
It scars you. Every single thing like this leaves a little scar in you. Like, it makes you almost colder. Right. Villain arc. That's why people turn into villains, you know?
Yeah. Like, it kind of makes me want to be the bad guy, but...
Don't let them get to you, bro.
Yeah, but I just
it's
can't.
Like from the Dark Knight. It's like it. Batman. Like, Joker turned the DA into, like, the bad guy. Mm-hmm. That's you, bro. Don't let them do that to you, bro.
I'm not going to. I'm going to just keep being myself.
But what'd you do? Like, were you in your room? Were you, like, contemplating shit?
Oh, yeah, like, dude. If it wasn't for the gym, dude, I'd be in my room, like, alone with my thoughts. And that would, like, really, you know, take me down a whole spiral of... like sadness, depression type beat. I listen to music a lot, and it would be sad songs, obviously.
Yep, XXXTentacion, brother. That's what I put on.
Yeah. TikToks too is so funny. TikToks, like the timing is crazy, dude. There's like guys on there, they're like, dude, don't go for that relationship. Do not go follow the Lord. The Lord will save you, type shit. And I'm like, dude, and I'll go on the comments. They'll be like, dude, timing is crazy. Thank you, bro. And yeah, that's pretty much how I feel. Like, I just felt kind of like moody, kind of sad, but like I said, like, the gym is the place that really helped me. Like, I promise you, I've been hitting new PRs and shit, dude. I upgraded my legs, you know what I'm saying? I told you, they're not chicken legs no more, they're frog legs. They're frog legs, dude. Crazy, I can spring, bro. I can jump up high as hell.
Somebody commented, go up. I think Lalo commented, scroll up a little bit.
No.
Oh.
It's like, no.
Okay.
Oh. He did. He said, start drinking again. Uh-huh. And a galaxy has been sent.
Oh, who the fuck sent a galaxy?
Has been sent. What is it?
Decline.
A galaxy has been sent by Leslie. Thank you, Leslie. And she also sent another finger heart.
Holy shit.
Thank you so much.
Leslie, now the number one gifter,
bro.
That's
crazy. She's up right now because she's in South Korea and it is... Oh,
8 a.m.
It's 8. Never mind.
We appreciate you.
It's 8 in the morning over there.
Yeah, bro. It's really hard to get like past those like times. Like, people... tend to like spiral into depression, into sadness, and it's hard. It's a hard hole to climb out of, you know what I'm saying? You start developing like really bad habits, like even if they're micro habits, but they form a bigger, like, badder picture, you know? Like, you start eating bad, you start not eating at all, you forget that you haven't ate, you start sleeping less, you know what I'm saying? Bad thoughts.
Yeah, it's the bad thoughts.
Crying, like, the confidence just dropping.
Yeah.
Everything that you thought you were about yourself, you're like, you're re-questioning it. You're like, am I really like what I think I am? Am I not doing enough? Am I not enough?
Yeah.
But here we go. Again, reassurance, brother. You are enough, brother. This was not on you, brother. There has to been some external factor. My professional diagnosis on this, there was an external factor.
Okay.
I don't think it was you. That girl was onto some shady shit, brother.
Yeah. It's okay.
Because the thing is, even what you were giving, right? Even if, let's say, it was that day that like you were off a little bit. Everybody has off days.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, checklist, she would have had to seen you on your off day. You would have had to seen her on an off day. And you had to be okay with it. Like, everybody has off days. Like, what? She wasn't going to, like, be with you because sometimes you're tired or something like that? No, fuck no. Like, so that's what I'm saying. Like, every other time that you were with her, you were giving her, like, exactly what you should have given her. Flowers, gifts, attention, like making plans, like that's exactly what you gotta do. And that's exactly what you gotta do going forward, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and don't, going forward, this is a advice, do not compare every other experience that you're about to have to this one.
Yeah. Leave that shit behind.
Leave this experience, like, wrap it in a bow, kiss it, and put it in the shelf. You know, put it in the bookshelf.
Yeah.
Like, this was the story, and we're gonna leave it there. And then you move on to the next book. The next book, treat it different. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't say, oh, this is not as good. Oh, this is even better. treat it for what it is and then just dive into it, bro. Dive into it and don't. This is the thing. A lot of people, when they get hurt, they tend to relive their trauma in the back of their head. So it kind of turns you into a villain. You kind of like have this wall protected like crazy and shit like that.
Yeah.
Something's going crazy in that motherfucker, bro. Go up, bro. Let me see.
Lalo said,
I've been seeing this shit going crazy over there.
Millie's here. And it's nine in the morning for her.
Holy shit. You got real the gifts, bro. You're just going past them, bro. And shit.
No, they're just joining like this. Like they join, boom, Galaxy, join. Millie said boo. Shout out to Millie. Lalo sent sweet memories. Aw, thank you. And then he said, nice guys finish last.
For eight.
And thanks for the likes, Millie. Appreciate you.
Okay.
Don't get lit later.
Yes, buy my man some motherfucking drinks, Millie, bro. What are you doing, bro? Come on.
Please.
So if you start to go into your next thing while also having your traumas in the back of your head, you cannot give that person like your full 100, bro.
Right.
You're going to have that wall up and it's going to prevent you from like, again, being vulnerable, expressing emotions. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you're going to be scared. You're going to be scared to do it, but it's all good, bro. Listen.
Yeah, I always have it up. And then once I start, like, with her, I start liking somebody, I kind of, like, take it
drop
down.
Drop it down.
And that's where I get wrecked.
Kick that
that's where I get wrecked. Like, I bet.
Boom. You get bent over it.
Oh, my God.
They take the
now it's back up. So now I'm not. I'm going to take a little break. Take a little break. Oh, Millie. She said, what are we talking about? Millie.
Oh, Millie, you missed the fucking hinge update, bro.
You just missed the hinge update. But, you know, just to basically, long story short, it did not work out. I got wrecked. It's okay, though.
Played like a fiddle, brother.
I got played.
Blown like a cello.
So now, should I play the game? Because I feel like this is a game. And I got to learn how to play.
Okay, how about... Okay.
I got to learn how to... So, like you said, the game.
Yeah.
I got to be open. Like, options.
That's what's... Okay, so listen. Yeah.
Play the game. Saying,
you got a taste of the game.
Because I'm like a newbie, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And she's like a D1, like, you know D1 what I'm saying? Prestige fucking, master
dude,
out here.
Dude, for real. She D1 fucker, bro.
She like gaslit me.
She got that 12 inch in, yeah, bro.
She gaslit me.
She stuck her 12 inches inside you, brother.
That was crazy, dude. Raw dog, bro. That was crazy. Raw dog. Bro. That was crazy, bro.
Yo.
Like.
Dude, I'm sorry to laugh. That shit was hilarious.
It's funny. It is funny.
No, it's not.
But
all right, listen. But like, okay, so going into this now. So we're gonna regroup, brother.
Regroup.
And we're going to go back into the fucking hinge of day, brother. Okay. We're going to go back into the fucking hinge. But now, okay, we go about it one or two ways. We could go at it again. Like, you're going to try to find love again and try it different. Okay. Or we're going to go on our motherfucking demon era this time.
Oh, what does
that mean? Get the roster going.
Oh.
And then try to find, get you like three girls and then just go crazy. Like, do the funny, like, turn it almost into a character.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Put on a persona. Have fun. Get some wild stories and then bring them to the podcast. That shit.
Oh.
For content. Strictly for content. Funny. You know what I'm saying? So one of two ways. What are we saying, chat? What do y'all think he should do? Should we do Loverboy Austin for the winter or Demon Era Austin? Type it right now in the chat.
Yeah,
the more we see, well, that's what we're going to fucking go for.
D1 about to make the draft. she said, don't worry. We outside. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I got ghosted, Millie, unfortunately. But it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's not my first rodeo.
We got a demon time in the chat.
We got demon time. Oh. Nah, I don't like demon time. I like to be a lover boy. You know?
But, bro, this guy.
But
bro.
If I have to, I will.
Yeah. Damn, bro. That's unfortunate, brother. But you're going to be okay. You learn from these experiences.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yo, listen. This is nothing.
It's nothing.
Imagine being together with somebody for years.
I was going to bring that up. I was like, dude, it's crazy. Like, if people that have been together, like... 4 years, you know, your parents, 20 years and shit like that. And they just like stop like that. I don't know. I don't think I can handle that.
To me,
I think
okay,
I'll break down.
So
like,
listen. A quick slice of the neck.
Mm-hmm.
Like you had what happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts a lot, but it's better, bro. Like it puts you out of your misery right away.
Yeah.
But the slowest cut, death by 1,000 cuts will traumatize you and change you as a person and fuck you up forever, brother. That's why I am, like, for me.
Right.
Like, I have to reinvent myself to even get out of it, bro.
Because,
like, dude, all my experiences, like, bro.
Yeah.
I
think I got, like, the tip of the iceberg, you know? I just got
the little.
And, like, all the other deep level shit.
Yeah. Fuck that shit, though. We're good, brother. We outside, bro. You're good? I love you, bro. We're going to go to the fucking gym, bro. You're going to be all right, bro.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to some motherfucking else. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so hold up. Before we move on past this, how do you want to be, like, lifted back up? Like, you know what I'm saying? How do you...
Yeah, that's
what can somebody do to, like, make you feel better? Like a friend, like, you know what I'm saying? Like me, like, what can I do to possibly make you, you know, feel better in times of, like, down?
I kind of turn to food, like comfort food.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not like the the healthiest way to
go. You gotta go keto cookies, brother.
I like a good, if you like bring my favorite meal, you know what I'm saying, that'd be nice. If you give me a little kiss, Anthony, that'd be great. You know what I'm saying? I've been trying to give him hints out here.
Right.
But stuff like that. I think if you just being here with me, like hanging out with me, it'd be great. You can like keep me away from my thoughts, being alone with my own thoughts. I mean, that's honestly all I need.
Like, yeah, when you go out with your friends, when you, like, hang out, you're like, oh, shit, there's people here that, like, apart from, like, lovers and shit like that, actually fuck with me, care about me, that, like, you know, are fun to hang out with.
I have friends, right? Like, obviously, I have friends, and it's great. You know, we laugh, we joke around and stuff like that. But most of the time, I'm alone, unfortunately.
I'm alone
in my room. I'm alone with my own thoughts. And back then, when I wouldn't go to the gym, it'd be tough because I wouldn't like myself, like, as in, like, my body, like,
I'd be like,
yo, like, you're a fat piece of shit. Like, what are you doing? You're just rotting in bed. You're not doing nothing about it. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I would, like, I just didn't like it. I hated it and stuff like that. So I would just go to sleep. Like, that way I would, like, avoid the thoughts.
Yeah.
I'll also be tired, but it was, like, kind of half and half.
Yeah. Okay, so that bad habit, by the way.
That was a bad, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you go to therapy, they'll tell you, oh, going to sleep to avoid problems, red flag, bad thing to do. You can't run away from your problems. You gotta deal with them, brother. You gotta take them and you gotta fucking burn them. So let's come up with a motherfucking game plan, brother, for when you're alone. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So yeah, that's why I turn to the gym. You know.
Okay, gym. Yeah, but apart from the gym, because that's a given, right? I think when you're at home,
right,
by yourself in your room, you know what I'm saying? Because that's where you spend most of the time. You're by yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think you need to, like.
You don't gotta repeat it, but yeah.
Yeah. I think you need to, like, focus on positive affirmations. Remind yourself that you are.
Should I, like, write on my mirror? Like, you know how.
Oh, like a diary, brother. Not your mirror. Not a fuck diary. The diary. No, I'm a saying, diary? But, like, I thought you had, like, a journal.
I mean, it's like a notebook, but yeah.
I think you should write shit down.
Diary for wimpy kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Write shit down.
I think if you write shit down, like, it'll help you remember, like, because if you say things, you don't really remember. You remember that you said it, but you don't really remember, like, you know what I'm saying? But if you write it down and you reread it later, you'll be like, oh, shit, okay, this was what I was feeling in that very moment. And I wrote it down and shit like that. And I think if you, like, remind yourself that you're, like, you know, you are good enough. You are, like, as a person. Right. Forget lover, forget anything like that. As a person, like, oh, I am good. I am loved. Like, I'm funny. I'm great. Like, there's these so many, like, good characteristics about me. I'm so much more than, like, what I've gone through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, I promise you, most people do not positive affirmate themselves.
Yeah.
They just say it. They're fake fucking, like, positive gurus and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But, like, if you actually take the time and say, like, yo, I am the shit. Like, bro, you actually believe it. You actually transform into it.
Yeah.
Because, like, now imagine all day, every day, you're telling yourself you're a fat fuck, you're ugly, you're... Well, then, are you ever going to become...
That. Like, back then, I would do that, right? Like, I would say that, and then I would, like, catch myself, like... Nah, Austin, you're great. Like, you're the one. But like, I would say it, but I wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And that's where it would kill me, I guess. But, like, I wouldn't say my mental health is, like, you know, I'm depressed or anything like that.
I think
I'm very, like, solid type shit. But I do have my moments of, like, the waves of sadness, you know?
Yeah. Oh, bro, and everybody goes to that. Mm-hmm. And that goes into now my story, brother.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
What's going on?
You ready for this? Now, I have almost the complete opposite situation from you, brother.
Okay.
So, there comes a point in time where you have everything. And it's called... Oh, well, I'll get to it.
Okay, right. Mr. Big Dick in the room. Go.
And by everything, I mean, you know, you have a stable home. You have a nice family.
Yeah.
You have a home to yourself. You don't ever have to struggle financially. Financially, you're fantastic. You have great friends around you. You have a great support system. Work is great. But you're still fucking sad.
Yeah.
You're still stressed. Empty. You still feel, like, not fantastic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I've been, like, the past couple days, bro. You can ask Jackie, bro. I've been, like, to a point where I've had to go in the bathroom and start motherfucking crying and shit. And, like, you just don't know why. So I told her, I was like, bro, I don't exactly know why. And this is called a midlife crisis, brother.
Oh, okay.
You kind of lose sight and like track. This is what I boiled it down to, right? Mm-hmm. You kind of lose sight and track of like who you are and what you are and where you want to go, really. You kind of just get like thrown into the washer of like life. Mm-hmm. Like this hits you. This new thing is coming up. Boom, boom, boom. And all these are like distractions and like boom, boom. That's like kind of like drifting your mind away from what you really like and what you really love. Like there's times where I'm sitting and shit. I'm like, I want to say fuck everything and I'm done. Like, I don't want to do the podcast anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see anybody anymore. I don't want to like do anything anymore. I don't want to go on my phone. I'm like, I feel a pressure. Dude, so this is what I felt. It goes beyond mental that it actually starts showing
physically.
Dude, I've had this pressure on my chest. Oh, wow. That like it's like somebody like
pushing
on me, mm-hmm. like physically.
Making
I'm like,
it hard to breathe.
Fuck, it's like real life pressure and shit. And I'm like, mm-hmm. dude, it's like stress. But my body's stressing out over like, I guess not knowing what's going on, not knowing why I'm feeling this way. So I kind of had to like dissect it and like mm-hmm. be like, yo, what can we do? What's happening and what can we do about it? And that's why I came to the conclusion. I'm like, okay, I think I just steered away from the shit that like I actually like. And I remember I saw on Twitter, there was this like doctor type shit. Mm-hmm. And he like listed all the things that'll like affect your mental health greatly. Because a common topic that goes around nowadays. It's mental health, mm-hmm. right? And why us as Americans and shit like that, or like this generation, is so fucked mentally.
It's actually Men's Mental Health Awareness Month.
Oh, really? November. Well, there we go. Fantastic fucking time to talk about this. And they found that we have a lot more like factors that have been affecting us than the generations behind us. Mm-hmm. So some of them have been like lack of sleep, poor diet. Like we eat some of the worst fucking shit. Video games. All kids do nowadays, stay inside, play video games. They do not go outside anymore. Right. Gambling, bro. Price Picks. Oh, yeah. I lost all my money 2 days ago, brother. Betting on the Ravens. Fuck them. PORN, brother. Oh, we can't say it out loud because we get demonetized. But that shit, rampant. All these things. And if you, listener, can point all these to you, you're like, fuck, I'm cooked. It's the brain rot. That's what they call it. Brain rot.
Yeah.
Social media. That's another one. Social media. Mm-hmm. Like
you tend to compare yourself.
Every single person has social media. Not even just compare yourself. Like, well, sorry for all the guys that are watching TikTok, bro. Mm-hmm. Like you're constantly just all day, boom, 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 just feeding yourself, just shit.
Yeah.
So I've felt this. I catch myself. I've caught myself before, and I had to take like a mental cleanse of like all technology, because I found myself like, and this is so bad to admit, but it's for educational purposes only, right? Just to prove a point. I found myself driving, and then I'll catch myself just like driving for a little too long, and I guess my brain gets bored, mm-hmm. and I whip out my phone, and I start getting on TikTok while driving. I promise you, I put on everything, and I catch myself. I'm like, holy shit, I'm on TikTok while driving, bro. I'm here like this, and then like this. Like,
that's crazy. No, I mean, I do like the typical text and shit, but actually, like, no, looking
full on. Yeah, that's the definition of brain rot, bro. Like my brain, like, and I'm over here checking Price Picks, like boom, boom, boom. I'm over here refreshing, even though the game's like in 3 hours, like, bro. Just complete brain rot. And I've come to like the realization, like all these factors are greatly like impacting my mental health by like fucking me up. Like my brain is rotting, is literally rotting from the inside out and is messing me up physically. So I came up with a game plan, right? I was like, okay, I just started playing video games again too. So I added another fucking thing to that list.
Yeah, okay.
So I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to give myself to the end of the year, and I am retiring from video games, brother. I have retired already.
Yeah.
Really? I just came back to it because I was like, oh, Black Ops 6. Got to hop on that. Right. My boy Gio came back. Okay, bet. But my life is going in another path where I'm going to have more responsibilities coming next year, right?
Right.
So I decided, I was like, okay, I'm retiring gaming. Like, this is it. January 1st is done. It's like the fat guys at the gym.
Yeah.
But for real, though, it's done. Gambling, Now I've been like, okay, because well, you know, like, I do enjoy watching sport. Yeah. It's something I enjoy, really, like a good pastime. It's like a hobby almost. It got me into watching football now and shit like that. I actually really enjoy it. So
can I just tell a quick joke, real quick?
Go ahead, brother.
Okay, so you know how you know what you call something when you are when you spend money on a girl and you don't hit.
Gambling.
A parlay. Yeah.
Oh, parlay, bro. That's
what
funny.
I did. I got a parlay. And I failed. Sorry. That's
your parlay didn't hit.
My parlay didn't hit. That's okay. Sorry.
Oh, there's this funny picture I meant to send you. It was like bitches and then it went under 0.5.
Oh, shit. So we did that in Cancun. But I told John, I was like, how many do you think 0.5? Oh, he went under, but he lost.
Yeah.
But,
yeah no, sorry. I did too. What's it called? Yeah. So video games ending. I was going to say, gambling, I was gonna limit myself to like weekends only, one parlay, bro, one slip, weekends only, and then no
$1,000 on it.
Don't my fucking bank account.
Just one per weekend.
So yeah, that's the game plan for that. And all this to say, like, you gotta have a game. I don't watch those kind of videos. Me personally, it's been years since I've watched those videos. Hey, proudly, you know what I'm saying? Let me
nice. Love you.
Because that is hard, bro. It sounds crazy, but it is kind of hard not to do that, bro. Mm-hmm. I also don't do the action that comes with those videos.
Right.
As well, you know what I'm saying?
Nice.
I get the real thing, brother. My parlays hit all the time.
Nice. Congrats.
So, and then eating. Lately I have been eating bad. So today, bro, I had gone 24 hours. Without eating an actual meal, bro.
Okay, was that on purpose, like fasting?
Or? No, it was because I was breaking down mentally, and then also because I was busy. And that's another thing that goes along with this. I've been stressed a lot. Like I had to work a lot. Like I've been busy because we've been moving.
You're
going and
through
shit.
All this, and then you have like your actual life to deal with.
Exactly,
right?
it's much going on, bro. That it's just all piling down and just like crushing you. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because I think back on the like past me, and maybe it's like maybe I'm not thinking about it correctly, and I'm like thinking I was better than I was. But back then, I would handle pressure way better and way easier. Like now, like time crunches and shit, those give me that pressure on my chest, bro. Like I feel rushed. I feel like I can't process those feelings anymore. I have to like have everything nice and like organized, or then I start to spiral. I start to feel like the pressure on my chest. So so the game plan was cut all that shit out, organize my life better, like give myself more time to do things. Don't line things up back to back, like, oh, I'm going to podcast, I'm gonna go with friends, I'm gonna go do this. Give myself like
a little
a good time. That way, if I have like extra time, I could like then go relax. I could go like lay down. I could actually just chill, not be on my phone. That's the thing. Because a lot of times, that's my bad habit as well. Whenever I'd have time to just relax and shit, Prize Picks, I'd go on TikTok. Mm-hmm. I'd just brain rot away. But I actually should. And the thing is, another thing that has been happening is that whenever you get into these brain rot fucking phases, bro, you start to lose like track of like grasp of the relationships you have like with your people, like family, like even my motherfucking dog, bro. I don't even take him out anymore, like that shit like that. Mm-hmm. Because I'm so like distracted or stressed, and like I kind of like you said that you go to food. Mm-hmm. Well, I go to like getting my mind somewhere else, digitally, like games, TikTok, all that shit. So I need to bring myself back to reality. And then reality will mold me and shape me back into the man I once was. Like, you know, that I remember, like, oh shit, I used to be able to like game and then come back and just, you know, do my real life shit. So again, what are things that help you with that? Gym. Mm-hmm. Having good relationships with people, seeing your friends more.
Yeah.
Interact with the people you love the most. Like actually interact with them. Like spend time with them, hug them, love them, and shit like that. So that's all, that's for you guys, bro. We're vulnerable here, bro. Both fucking vulnerable here. You know? It's tough, but it is real shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure a lot of people that are listening, you know, go through the same shit. You know?
Yeah.
I saw somebody post this today. Everybody that you meet is going through like a mental battle that you have no idea about, bro. Yeah. And let me tell you this quick one, right? Okay. So this week has been tough. It's been a series of L's after fucking L's.
Okay.
And one minor L that happened right before you came was that we bought a fucking wall TV mount shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was missing some parts.
Oh, what?
I was like, God damn it. So then I went to my local fucking Best Buy, which is right across the street, thankfully, and I returned it. as I was returning it and exchanging it for the one I got, the girl, the cashier that was ringing me up, her manager pulled up on her and was like, "Hey, did you just do that return on that monitor that's over there?" She was like, "Oh yeah, I did that one." She was like, "Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna let you know that the serial on that monitor does not match the serial on the actual box that it came with. So that's actually not the monitor that they were supposed to return."
Oh, okay.
They finessed you. And it was like an expensive monitor. Oh, monitors are expensive and shit like that. They're like 300, 400 plus, bro. Mm-hmm. And she was like, "Oh, man." She was like she just, like, you could see like the pain in her face. She was like, "I've just had a rough day. Like, I'm so sorry." Like, and then like the lady was cool about it. She was like, "It's okay. Like, we're going to, like, you know, figure things out. You know, just make sure that you check in next time." She was like, "Okay, cool." And then you could just hear the girl like under her breath. She's like, "Fuck, bro." Like, she was just like going through shit mentally. Mm-hmm. Like, I just like crossed paths with somebody going through some shit. And she said out loud, she's like, "I've been just having a rough day." She had a series of other mishaps, misfortunes that happened in her day, bro. Right. We just all go through shit like that, bro. So like that lady, act like that lady. She understood. She was like, "Yo, it's all good." Because there's no point in like further ruining somebody's motherfucking day. Right. You know what I'm saying? Be cool. Be compassionate, bro. Always be like caring. And you know what I'm saying? It costs you nothing to be cool. Like, oh, okay, it's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And bro, another thing that I didn't add to this, right? Speaking of my mental health, it's been affecting me like in my real world. So like at work, I've lost all patience, bro. Like the stress, I think, has been fucking me to the point where like I don't even feel like myself no more. Where somebody asks me a question, my brain automatically deems it like stupid. Like, why the fuck are you asking me? I respond to them like, "Are you dumb?" I'm like, "Yo, bro, it's like right there. Like, do this." Like, and I catch myself, I'm like, "Holy shit, I just spoke to this man, this grown-ass man like that." Like, bro, like, and he's cool. Like, he didn't do anything wrong. Mm-hmm. And, dude, it's so embarrassing. I'm like, fuck, I had to apologize the other day to my coworker. I was like, "Oh, yo, dude, my bad." Like, for, like, because I raised my voice. I raised my voice.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
And the thing is, oh, bro, it's so embarrassing. Like, he pointed something out, and I was like, "You're tripping." Like, I was like, "Dude, it's not like that." And then it turned out that I was wrong. I was like, "Oh, fuck." It's the most embarrassing thing. Mm-hmm. Acting like an asshole and then realizing that you're so wrong, bro. So, yeah, that's that, bro. Mental health check.
Yes.
Check with your friends, bro. Yeah. Tell them you love them, bro. I fucking love you, brother. Love you, bro. As always, bro. We right. never scared to say that shit. We always say that shit.
I say all the time, bro. Give me a kiss. Nah. yeah, but seriously, if you guys need to, you know, reach out to somebody, you guys are going through stuff, please reach out. Not to me, but no, I'm sorry, bad joke. But yeah, for real, reach out to like professionals. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, dude, I always encourage counseling, therapy. That's just awesome, mm-hmm. bro. I know people that personally like go to it, and they tell me that they can't wait to go to it, and it helps them, you know, a lot. So, speaking about that, let's get into a motherfucking game real quick, bro. We got a motherfucking game. Chat. We know that y'all fuck with this, and thank you everybody that's tuned into the TikTok, bro. Y'all are witnessing this vulnerability happen, bro.
Yeah, we got some hardcore Mexicans in there. Okay.
Okay, so we got a game. It's called Let's Get Deep, Friends Edition.
Friends Edition, yes.
So basically, explain, Austin.
Well, there's three levels. There's icebreakers, there's deep, and then there's deeper. But we just skipped the icebreakers because they weren't hidden. We went to deep and deeper. And we're just going to read each other questions and answer the best we can.
Start it off, Austin. Let's go.
Start it off. Okay, let me pick one.
I'm going to do a random.
I got you. What did you think about before going to sleep last night?
What did I think about before going to sleep? So, I always have this crippling anxiety when it comes to waking up for work, bro. I always have my alarm. I have my alarm set. I know for a fact I have my alarm set. Mm-hmm. And I always check that I have it set. For some reason, I am so scared that I'm not going to, like, wake up and hear it, bro. I don't know why, and it's been like years since it's happened where I don't wake up to my alarm or I accidentally snooze it and shit like that. But I always go to sleep thinking that, like, dude, what if I don't wake up? And something like a lot of nights, bro, I wake up in the middle of the night and like maybe this might be part of my restlessness, bro. I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm like, oh shit, I check my phone. Oh, 3 a.m. All right, bet. I wake up in the night, 5 a.m. Okay, I go back to sleep for another 30 minutes type shit. It's actually very important to get quality of sleep is better than quantity of sleep. Right. I've seen a lot of research and I've seen a lot of videos where they say that shit. So we actually tested this out the other day. Mm-hmm. We went to sleep super early, bro, like 8 p.m. type shit.
Okay.
And didn't wake up the next day till like 7. So we got a good amount. Right. However, we got woken up a lot of times during the night. Aiden, he was having pains in his legs. So he's growing pains and shit like that. And another time I had to go piss. And then Jackie had to go piss and shit like that. We got up like 3 times a night. Woke up so fucking tired, bro. So yeah, tired.
I felt that way. When you get like a lot of sleep and then you just feel like shit. Like you feel like a lot the of same
sleep,
tiredness.
But we kept waking up. It was like we kept breaking the sleep okay. pattern.
The REM yeah. cycle. Yeah.
You just got to sleep all the way through, bro. So the regular nights we go to sleep, we get a nice like, you know, 7-8 hours or shit. But if we sleep mm-hmm. the full way through, we wake up, oh, we feel good. Like, okay, I feel great. So that's what I thought about. I think about the okay. crippling anxiety. That's what about great. You, brother?
Well, you know what's I was actually drinking last night a little bit. Just a little bit.
That's where it starts, bro.
And I'm gonna drink some more tonight.
Oh shit, brother.
But yeah, I was just trying to, you know, just kinda distract myself type shit before, you know. Before I went to sleep.
Just, hey, I'm not going to say don't drink and shit like that. Just right. minimize the coping and the bad habits when it right. comes to shit like that. It's very easy to fall into bad habits whenever you're emotional and shit like mm-hmm. that. All right, my turn. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Whose opinion matters the most to you? And you cannot say Jesus.
Oh, that was going to... I was going to say, like, no one can judge me. Like, I don't give a fuck what y'all say.
Only God
can judge me.
I knew it, bro. I knew this motherfucker was going to say some shit like that.
My parents.
Okay.
Yeah, because I always want to, you know, make them proud or whatever. And I feel bad when I don't. I feel bad that I didn't go to school. Like, because, you know, they came here. They wanted me to go to school or whatever. And that always kind of fucks me up. Like, when everybody graduated when we were supposed to. Like, what was that? 2022? Because it's like 4 years or something like that.
Yeah, you saw the pictures.
Everybody was posting their graduation pics. And I was like, damn, like. They got their parents with them. You know, they're giving them the cap and shit to the dad, the scarf.
This is for you.
I did this for you. Thank you so much. And I'm just like, damn, like you know, I should have been me. You know, I could have made them proud. And I'm out here getting wrecked by girls.
This dude goes back to the getting wrecked. Okay. No, listen, brother. I felt that as well, bro. Because I remember when I told my dad that, because I went to college. But I told my dad I wasn't gonna go anymore. Like that was one of the few times where he told me, like, damn, I'm actually really disappointed. And I was like, listen, bro, I get it. And it did hurt hearing that from him. Mm-hmm. But I knew deep down, I was like, I got bigger plans, bro. I knew this wasn't for me. So what I would say to you is that, like, hey, bro, we got bigger plans. And they will be proud of you. I feel like they already have been. When we went to your mom's house and, like, you know, when we were talking about the podcast and shit, she was so, like, intrigued and, you know what I'm saying? And her husband was as well. They did everything to help us. Same thing with my in-laws, you know. Mm-hmm. Every time they hear something like this and they want to know so much about it, how do we watch? How do we support and shit like that?
Right.
When you hear people, like, do that for you, and same thing with all our loved ones, all our friends, like, they tune in and shit. They like, Lalo, shout out Lalo, bro. He's still in this motherfucker, bro. They support us and shit. And that kind of shit, I'm like, oh, dude, there's greater meaning to this. I'm going somewhere. I don't know where maybe yet, but when I get there, like, they're going to be proud of me. All my friends are going to be proud of me. Like, that life, that timeline where you went to college and shit like that, that was just not for you, brother. Right. You have bigger and better plans, brother. Right. So don't get too caught up on that. We have better shit.
And we could still go, right? Like, we could still, if we really want to, but.
Yeah.
We could still go.
Hit me with it.
Here we go. Boom. Is it harder to break up with someone or be broken up with?
This motherfucker, bro. This dude, bro.
Oh, dude, it's a card. I'm just reading the card, brother. I'm just reading the card.
It's definitely harder to break up with somebody.
Yeah.
Because if somebody breaks up with you, well, it catches you by surprise. It's like I told you, the slit of the neck, right? But if you're gonna break up with somebody, you feel the feelings of like down. And then you got to prepare.
You make the decision to do it.
Exactly. You make the decision.
You're like, I'm going to do it.
Yep.
And you got to think about it. Like, how am I going to do this? Like, am I going to do it over the phone? Not over the phone, but.
Yep.
I actually, have you ever broke up with somebody?
Yes.
I only had one girlfriend and for 6 months and I broke up with them.
I know.
It was over the phone.
I know.
It was over the phone because a phone call. Just because it was in high school, I didn't drive and I didn't have a car and I was not about to waste gas, Uber, or to do all that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, I just told her, hey, man, this is it, bro. I shed one tear and that was it. Boom, get out of here. That was it.
Well, as grown adults now, usually, like, well, I guess not this time, but usually you would go and, like, do it face to face, and I find it so hard, bro. Because you know you're about to do. Okay, so after you came up with your plan, then you is the execution. Mm-hmm. You maybe see them and be like, "Yeah, let's go hang out." And then the whole time you're like, "Fuck!" At some point,
when should I do it?
Now? And then, dude, the anxiety. Yeah, so it's definitely harder to break up with somebody, brother. All right, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right, here we go. Oh, dude, this card could not have been any more worse to pick right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Dude, you will not believe me.
Hit me with it, bro. Hit me with it.
Have you ever felt / been manipulated by anyone? I swear to God, bro.
That's crazy. I don't think I have to even answer that one. Y'all got it, bro. Y'all got it.
Just rewind fucking 40 minutes ago, brother.
You guys are kicking me while I'm down right now, bro.
Dude, for real.
Let me get up. Let him get up.
Yeah, any other experiences other than this one, like where you felt like manipulated or taken advantage of and shit like that?
Nah. Just this one was crazy.
There's been times where I've been like, I think, oh, here's the number one.
Oh, wait. Dude, you chose that card before I even told you all this.
I know. That's why I said that.
That's crazy.
I know. It just hit you.
It just hit me right now.
I know. That's why when I read that, I was like, no way, bro. Funny. When I got out of my party mode and shit like that, and onto my chill shit and like getting my life fucking together shit. Mm-hmm. It seemed to me that people did not actually like, not that they didn't fuck with it, but they fucked with that version of me. Like they only fucked with that. They only fucked with me, like this body, for that version of me. Cause then when I started getting my shit together, that's when people like, I guess, deemed me boring. They stopped like fucking with me and like. So that's like, when I felt used.
I feel like that's because they see you in that mode only type shit. Like
that's true.
That's kind of happened with me when I kind of stopped drinking a little bit. They're like, I'll be like, yo, I'm not drinking anymore. They're like, what? They're like, shut up, bro. Come on. Like, what are you doing right now? Like, stop playing. Take a shot right now, bro.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I'm serious. And then they're like, bro, what? Like, why are you being lame right now type shit? But
That's true.
So they're like, they would always see me in that party mode type shit. And then when I don't, they're like, what the fuck's wrong with you? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it could be that. I just felt that and I just saw that. So I was just like, that's such a weird thing. It makes you think like, damn, these people really did not fuck with me for who? Me, Anthony. Mm-hmm. They wanted ZMXVO, bro.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Hit me with it, brother.
This is this one. Do you have any reoccurring dreams? Like any dreams that kind of repeat themselves? I had one that's pretty funny.
Yeah, I have like bad ones though. I have like ones of
scary one, like a demon.
I have ones of like my parents dying. That comes a lot. And then like I'm there, so like those kind of dreams, like they kind of suck. But I'm actually one of those people that like I don't get fazed by dreams. I have like demonic fucking dreams all the time. I have like dreams of like my partner cheating on me, like. But I don't let them like raise me. Like I'm just kind of like, shit. It was like a movie. I'm like, fuck, I just watched a fucking wild ass movie, bro. What about you?
Dude, this one's like a funny one. There's one that I'm always in school, like high school, and I'm like taking a test and shit. And I'm out here stressing because I'm like, what the fuck? I'm gonna fail and shit. Like, come on, please. And then forgetting your homework and stuff like that. And I was like, what's going on? And then I'll wake up and I'll be like, oh shit, dude, let me get my homework. I'm like, what the fuck? I graduated like in 2018, dude. What the fuck am I doing right now?
Dude, I don't know if you still have this anxiety. I have the anxiety still, fucking 6 years later, that I forgot to do my homework last night.
Dude, I mean, yeah, that's like the dream that I'd be getting, but like, dude,
it'd be like 5 a.m. and I'm getting ready for work and I'm like,
Did I do my homework?
Dude, I swear on everything. Six I don't know if anybody crazy. That's fucking watching this has had that, bro. Shout out to Trini in the fucking chat. What's up, Trini?
Oh, no, Dad. Thanks for the likes.
For the fucking likes. All right, is it my turn? I believe so.
Yes, it is.
Here we go. If you could switch places for the day with one of your friends, who would you choose and why? Nice and cool, nice and fun.
Switch places with one of my friends.
Yeah.
Ooh. I kind of like... like Kevin Castillo.
How did I know? I knew. You knew it? I knew. I was like, this motherfucker gonna pick Kevin.
Like his job. Like he gets to travel, and like Dan, Joe, they all have like the same job. They like travel like every like for like a few months at a time, and they get to see the world, bro. They get to go everywhere. Yeah. They've been in Los Angeles. They've been to Texas and shit like that. I'm like, dude, that's kind of lit. And then they get back home and they just chill. Like they don't have to go to work and shit. Like that's I really like
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, me. When I saw that question, I thought about it like that, but also even deeper. I was like, oh, this kind of goes with what I was saying, that everybody has their own battles that you don't even know.
Right.
Like, those people would be like, really? You want my life? But I want your life. Yeah. Like, you have this and this and this. Right. So they look at the best parts about, you know, what you got going on and shit like that. Like, you chose Kevin. He's probably like, oh, hell no, I would choose this motherfucker.
Yeah, shout out to you, Kevin.
I would actually choose my boy Bobby, bro. Oh, I have not seen anybody live a more like done, just chill life. Like,
I just saw him today. Went to the gym.
Really?
Yeah.
Yo, shout out Bobby. Dude, I feel like he...
I'm Bobby.
And of course, this is like from the outsider's perspective, but he gets to travel when he wants. He has like...
And he solo travels, by the way.
Yeah,
he
goes
by
himself. What a guy, bro.
And he meets people, like girls and shit. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. He went to like all of Asia recently. Like,
yeah, dude. Vietnam, like, Korea. He lives such a cool life. And it's because like it wasn't handed to him. Like, he had definitely like worked hard for it and shit like that. Like, that guy just lives a cool life. Chill. It's like chill. He doesn't live like one of those extravagant party shit like that. Like, bro, you'll catch him like at a fucking random place playing soccer, and then the next day he'll be in fucking Asia,
in Europe and shit, dude. Like, he'd be going on hikes with the most beautiful views I've ever seen.
Yeah. So he has a good head on his shoulders, bro. Shout out my boy Bobby, bro. He's like, you need more people like that, bro. People with good. Yes. And we've always had talks of like, I'll say that for another day, bro. Some good talks, bro.
This is kind of like a fun one. Show your friends, I guess, the last selfie you took.
Hold up. Before that, we have some comments in there. Let's see it.
No, dad said never did my homework. Yeah, it'd be like that.
That's funny.
I always had to do my homework, dude. I have like anxiety, like, dude, I need to get good grades or my parents or be my ass type shit.
Can you read that again?
Which
no one? No, I'm talking about the question that you said.
Oh yeah, just show me your last selfie that you took.
Oh shit.
Can you? Well, I can't, brother. Shit, I forgot. Well, I don't know why I chose that one. I'll show you mine. Okay. I think mine was at the Peso concert.
Oh damn, that was a long time ago, brother.
Yeah, like the nice, like, just solo selfie. This one. We took, you know where this is?
In the elevator?
Yeah, the elevator. Yeah, because the lighting was, like, amazing. Yeah, like, oh, nice.
Hell, look fucking
what are we saying, chat? What are we saying, right now? Is that...
Rate the pick.
Here you go. Join the army. Leslie, relax. sister.
Yeah, dive into your emotions and join the army.
My sister and my brother-in-law, they'd be like, yo, come to the army, bro. You like to drink, right, dude? We be partying, brother. Come over here. And she has, like, Instagram, and they'd be, like, partying in freaking South Korea. South Korea, for sure.
What does that say?
No, that says where my pants were just on because of the picture. Yeah, that's funny. Oh, the typical dad pick. Relax.
Okay. Getting flamed, brother.
Yeah, south. Yo, can you, like, you should go to, like, the border and just, like, look what's on the north side. You know what I'm saying? Listen.
Send us a pic.
She's in South Korea right now, by the way.
Okay,
guys.
Last question. I'm going to pick a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my last one, too.
Okay, here we go. I like this one. Do you think you've been more lucky or more unfortunate throughout your life?
Oof.
This one's kind of deep.
This is a bit deep. I feel like the first half. Oh, shit. Okay.
So there you go. Match that puzzle. Grab the arrow and then put it over there.
Oh.
There you go. Okay. Boom. Easy. That's it.
Okay. I was about to say, it's a little test.
What'd she say?
She said, I'm about 3 hours away from the border.
Yeah. Show us that, bro. Come on.
It was a little content. It's about to snatch your shit, bro. Take you to jail. That shit is scary because, you know, like, if one of them fucks up, like, if they, like, commit a crime in North Korea, your whole family dies, too, or they go to jail.
No, I think it's, like, 3 generations later.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
like, you die because, like, your fucking great-grandpa, like, stole a fucking melon.
Yeah, it's you, their son, and then their son, and their son. Know, just because that shit is crazy. But what was the question?
Have you been more lucky or unlucky throughout your life?
Oh, yes. I would say, like, the first half of my life, I was more on the lucky side.
Okay.
Just, like, things would happen to me. Kind of like, I've always kind of like, I don't want to say this, but it's like main character energy. I don't
you
know.
You kind of do
got
to put yourself in a main character position to answer this question. Yeah.
And now, like, I don't know, as you get older, there's like more competition, quote unquote competition, whatever. And you kind of have to make like your own luck. You have to kind of, you know,
make good decisions.
Yeah, make good decisions and pretty much just make your own destiny type shit.
Yeah, I think that I would say I've been more lucky. Like, if I've gone through my whole life, like, I've definitely had so many things happen to where, like, I could have ended up in a really shitty situation. Like, starting from when I was a kid, like, I was hanging out with a bad crowd, an older crowd. Mm-hmm. They were doing drugs and shit. I started, like, smoking weed at the age of, like, I was in fifth grade. Like, that's I was skipping school when I was in sixth grade, shooting BB guns with metal bullets at cars. Like, what I was doing just bad shit, bro. And all the people that were around me, they ended up, like, you know, you start, how would I say, like, escalating the bad shit. You hang out with BB guns and shoot things,
and they get
then you get a real
it.
Gun. No. Shit. I'm saying you start moving up in the world. Okay, you get a real gun. Okay, yeah. And then you start, boom, and they start... You start going from stealing like iPhones to stealing houses. Like, you know, those bad like habits as a child, they start escalating to new bad habits. Like, mm-hmm. you start going more and more. So all the people that I would hang out with, they all went to jail. They all, like, you know what I'm saying? Some of them are still there. Mm-hmm. But I, for somehow, some reason, something told me not to do that shit. So, like, I ended up going a different path. And, you know, like, later on in life, all the mishaps that happened, well, they were like lessons to me. I have had a lot more lessons. Then, like, all my L's that I can think of have been, like, lessons. You know how people say L's are lessons? Sometimes L's are really fucking L's, bro. Mm-hmm. You've been restricted. I think because we said gun. Fuck.
Oh, how the fuck did they catch you like that?
Yeah, I know.
So what happens now?
It's all good.
Okay.
I think people under a certain age just can join. But it's all good.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, yeah, I had, like, some mishaps, like, happen to me, like, a couple years ago. But for those reasons is why I'm here. I have a great family. Like, dude, look at this. I would never imagine that I'm here.
It's nice.
Like, I'm genuinely at peace. Not recently. But, like, I know that, like, outside of my body, like, outside of my mind right now, like, this body, like, this situation I got going mm-hmm. is peace. And I will get there, like, after, like, take care of my shit that I got going on in my fucking mm-hmm. head. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm super fucking lucky. I'm super lucky to fucking be here, bro.
Yes. Very nice.
Okay.
So that's it for the game.
That's it for the game. We got a fucking am I the asshole? Hold on, we got some. Never mind. That's already been there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yo, shout out to everybody that's still watching, bro. Thank you. Appreciate you, bro. And make sure y'all go subscribe to the channel at N85 Podcast on YouTube, bro.
You guys are my emotional support right now.
For real, bro. Okay. What I was saying earlier, that sometimes I'm like, fuck, I don't even want to do the podcast anymore. But once I get on here and once we do this shit, once I see you and interact, I'm like, dude, this shit is fun. Like, I will never stop doing this shit. Come on, this shit is actually great, bro. All right. So listen, we got to fucking am I the asshole? Am I the asshole for wanting a divorce after my wife refuses to show me her texts?
Ooh.
Here we go. All right. Me and my wife have always had an open phone policy. We share the same passcode, and never once has there ever been any hesitation about exchanging phones, using each other's, or watching while we text.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, like. But why would you do that? Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm assuming.
Is that weird?
You'll see later on in the story, but he means like they're watching something and like a text pops up and then they answer the text.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
It's nothing we go out of our way to do, but if we're cuddling, and I'm not going to hide my screen while I text and vice versa. So they kind of just answered it. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I accidentally left my phone in the car with her when she dropped me off at work. And I asked her to check my messages throughout the day and notify me if anything popped up and I needed to respond to. So he kind of just like said, like, here, like, that's an example. A few months ago, my wife started a new position within her company. She works remotely, but is on a leadership team with three others that she works with very intimately with. She travels with them as well. Her first time meeting James, here we go, antagonist, in person was on a business trip about a month ago. A series of terrible misfortunes led to them working together into the wee hours of the morning and then sharing his room. The hotel was overbooked. For their final hours of sleep. So they shared a room together.
That's crazy.
But she slept on the couch. So she says.
Why'd she get the couch? That's crazy.
That's what I thought as well. When I was reading this, I was like, why didn't he give her the bed and why didn't he sleep on the couch, man? What kind of, I don't know.
It's weird.
Since then, I've noticed her body language when texting him. If she sees me noticing, she'll quickly close her screen and put her phone away. This was making me uncomfortable, but I thought maybe I was being unreasonable. About a week ago, I kind of jokingly asked if she had a crush on him. Her response was denial, but the way she responded made me further suspicious. Then a week ago, she tells me he broke up with his girlfriend because he sees how much we love each other and he wants that kind of love. Let me tell you right away, brother.
That's crazy.
That's kind of like an excuse. Like, yeah. Oh, I want what you guys are. Like, you know, usually the people that are nice and friendly like that, they're kind of like low-key envious. They're kind of like low-key, like evil in a way. You know what I'm saying?
Downfall. Okay.
Yeah, like that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So two nights ago, I did something I've never done before in my life. Here we go. We all been here. I read their messages while she slept.
Ooh.
They go back to the day that they met in person. A few things made me uncomfortable. Number one, when my wife asked what they should do when they visit, the other team members are coming to our city in a week. James responded with something cheeky and said, oh, right. You meant professionally.
Ooh.
Not personally. Better keep it professional.
That's crazy.
That's what I was. Hey, come on, that's bro. Crazy. What are you saying? Number two, James has a niche hobby in a gym, and my wife lied about some of her friends also being involved into something similar. So she said, like, oh, yeah, my friends also do that, but they don't really. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, okay, yeah.
They discussed going to the gym together and that he could take care of her. What does that mean, bro? Mm-hmm.
Squatting.
Yeah,
squatting her on the squats, dude.
Bro.
That's crazy.
She responded by saying, if I did your workout routine, I'd die. Number three, we went to visit family this last weekend, and she sent James photos of our kids that she hasn't even sent to me.
Oh.
Number four, she invited him to participate in a race that would take place in a different state than either his and ours. He accepted the invite. Then she asked me how I felt about her doing this race again this year, that a few people from her company would be participating, and she'd like to go. She conveniently left out that James would be there and also the fact that she invited him to go. She just made it seem like, oh, my friends are all going. Like, yeah. I think I'm going.
You know? It's a work thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not looking good for her.
Yesterday morning, I tell her I'm uncomfortable with their friendship. When I asked if she had a crush, she did tell me that she felt intimate friend chemistry with him, and she loved the feeling of excitement she gets with their interactions, bro.
I don't know.
But she also became defensive and upset that I didn't trust her. That's what I'm saying. Okay, that's the scapegoat. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, they feel like, oh, shit, he's onto me. No, what the fuck? You're crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, gaslighting.
The pay victim. Yeah.
Last night, I told her I didn't trust him. That even if she's not interested, I think, for a number of reasons, that he's flirting. I told her I wanted to get over my unease, and I asked if I could read her messages. That's something since day one she's always told me I was allowed to do. I've never asked to do it before, and she got mad. She says she's disgusted by how quickly I've become so controlling over her and how I've taken my discomfort from 0 to 100 over him. She says it's not about her relationship with him at all, but about how controlling I am around all her friendships. And I admit, I have been hurt by how frequently she'll go out with friends where I'm not invited, or she'll go to a party and not invite me. After a big blow up, I went and took a shower. When I got out, I asked again to see the messages. She was very pissed, gave me her phone, and declared, here, happy now? I immediately went to recently deleted messages and saw she had deleted 60 messages between them while I was in the shower.
Whew. That's crazy.
I said to her, why did you leave these messages between you and him? She asked how I knew she did. I told her I went to this section and showed her. She grabbed the phone and refused to let me see it again the rest of the evening. Brother, you took a fat fucking L. First of all, you look at those messages. Boom, 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 read everything that she deleted.
Yeah.
And then let her know, bro. Because then she'll snatch it and delete it, bro. Fat fucking L, by the way.
It's okay, because, I mean, at the end of the day, he got the gist. Like, she's fucking up. She's cheating.
We fought more, and she told me I wouldn't be allowed to look at them at all now. She regretted deleting them as she sees it's escalating the situation, but that she thought some messages from yesterday would upset me. They had exchanged songs, and he had mentioned that one of them was sexy. And I guess she thought that he'd get mad over that. Mm-hmm. So that's why she deleted the messages. Lame as excuse. Okay. We went to bed, and I again went through her phone. Sure enough, the deleted messages were exactly what she said. Kind of. The messages about the song exchanges was only 16 out of 60, but she had deleted the other 60.
Right.
So my guess is that she deleted those 60 and then deleted 16 more to kind of cover up those 60 in case he would go through looking for mm-hmm. her phone. So she had some like evidence there still, but not the damning evidence. You know what I'm saying?
She's like, you can have this.
Yeah, yeah. This morning, I asked her again to see it. I asked her again what she deleted, and she doubled down that it was only the song messages. She tells me she'll cut off her friendship with James entirely before she'll ever show me the messages. She tells me any friendship she could have with him is totally tainted now by me controlling my controlling behavior. I tell her I can't trust her, that any reasonable human would be suspicious of their partner if they behave the way she has been around him. She told me my feelings are a me problem and she's not in control of how I feel. I told her all I need is to see them because I want to talk about some of the things I already know to feel at ease. Mm-hmm. She told me if I felt strongly about it, I had a choice to make. Am I the asshole for wanting to divorce over this whole thing? I don't believe she's physically cheated at all, but I do feel like she's well on her way to at least emotionally cheat on me. What are we saying, Austin? My goodness, bro. This is all I feel about this. Dude, okay, let's
from
dissect
all the evidence that he's given us. It's a he, right?
Yeah. I definitely think good. So let's take it back to the very first encounter where she slept at that guy's hotel, right? Mm-hmm. And she claimed that she slept on the couch. Now, that to me is already suspicious enough. Me right. as a man, right? And if I have a friend, like genuinely a friend that's mm-hmm. going to sleep in my hotel, I'm offering the bed, bro.
Yeah.
I'm be like, sure. Yo, sleep on the bed. I got the couch, bro. Like, you know, it's just a you know, as a man, like a good gesture that you should do. Sure. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like she kind of maybe slipped up there and said, oh, but I slept on the couch. Like, it's all good. No, I feel like they both slept on that motherfucking bed, bro. Now, whether she got railed or not, I don't know, bro. I don't know. I can't say. You know what I'm saying? Maybe not. But I feel maybe it would have been like, oh, like, okay, you sleep here, I sleep here type shit. And maybe they're like giggling all night, you know, type shit. Like little micro cheating type shit. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, because he said after that day, then that's when their friendship kicked off and they started acting a little weird, a little mm-hmm. too friendly and shit like that. So I feel like there definitely something happened that day. It might have been a micro cheat or it might have been a full blown getting blown out. You know what I'm saying?
Just a little spark that started everything, basically.
Yeah. And I feel like whenever you see people like this, they have these mannerisms, these red flags, these kind of like behaviors that tell you something. Those are so damning. I know that everybody watching, you know what I'm saying? You've experienced or seen a person like this that gets into the defensive mode and they start exhibiting some of these things that you just heard. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it one of the main things is victim blaming. She said, it's a you problem. You feel this way. You're controlling. Mm-hmm. But it's like he said, he has every right to feel this way, bro, because the average person doesn't get those feelings for no reason, right?
Right.
And the average person doesn't like have their significant other delete messages with somebody that has to be a friend, especially 60, bro.
That's a lot.
60 is a fucking crazy. Shit ton, bro. What? That's whole paragraph. That's days worth of fucking texting, bro.
Showing pictures to him and not, you know, not the husband.
Not the husband.
I was like, that's a little weird too. Of your kids? What's going on over here?
For real, bro. And she has a Snapchat. She's sending that butt pic, bro. So yeah, all this to me is pointing to cheating. Like she has cheated or she will cheat. Like, and this type of person, no matter if she breaks off that friendship with James, there will be another James coming in the future. There will be a Bill that will come later.
Yeah.
And that Bill is gonna ram your fucking wife, bro. What do you think about this, bro? You leaving her? What you thinking?
Oh,
what
yeah,
you,
that's an easy divorce. That's an easy divorce. I would. That's why I always say, like, I'm a big advocate for the prenups. Get a prenup before you get married.
I've always said that as well.
I get a prenup, but please get a prenup because you never know. Like, you think it's on lovey-dovey, and then shit like this happens. So,
and this goes along with one of the things that I've always told, like, people, and especially my brothers, bro. Because one of my brothers is in a very toxic relationship, and I told it to him and his girl in their face. I was like, I don't know why you motherfuckers are together, bro. You are fucking weird, bro. And but one of the things I told them was like, yo, this is not normal. Mm-hmm. Like the shit that y'all go through, like breaking up every other day, like talking to each other so bad, like somebody sneaking off with this person or this person sneaking off with this person. Like that's not normal. I don't know if you think this is normal. So situations like this, actually doesn't happen in regular relationships. And if you guys think, anybody that's watching right now, and you think like, well, I mean, sometimes, you know, you can talk to your friend. Oh, sometimes. No, bro. Stop making excuses for abnormality, bro. Have standards. That's the thing. Have standards and stick to those standards. And everything out of those standards, bro, it's time to have a talk or get rid of that whole fucking situation, bro. Don't ever fold on your fucking standards, bro, because that's how people take advantage of you. Your standards start lowering and lowering and lowering and lowering until you're completely taken advantage of and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So realize what normal is, what your normal is, right? Because my normal might not be your normal and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And stick to it. You'll be happy. Like a real relationship, like you will be overall in the grand scheme always happy, really. Like, you know what I'm saying? You'll obviously have your ups and downs and shit like that, but you'll never go through some shit like this. In my relationship, I have never gone through some shit like this right. Where I'm like, you kind of texting your friend a little interestingly, you know what I'm saying? And I don't do that to her as well, bro. Like, you know, and you can still have guy friends and like girlfriends, and it won't be to this fucking extent. You know what I'm saying? Hell no.
Yes, but, quick divorce. Boom.
Right yeah. Away. Divorce that girl, bro. You're fucking wild and shit. All right, I hope you guys like that fucking Am I the Asshole? And I guess that's going to be the end of the episode as well, bro. So. Yo, send my motherfucking man Austin some love, bro. Some positive energy, some good vibes.
Send some females prayers my way, please.
And some motherfucking cousins, some aunts.
Aunts, aunts.
Grandmas, too. We take those. Well, you take those as well.
I'll experiment.
yeah. Yes,
wish me luck, guys. It's okay. It is what it is. Well, I'm going to come back stronger. Yeah. Physically. In the gym.
For real, bro. And this has been another N85 podcast. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel at N85 Podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts, bro. And we're fucking out. Peace.
See you later.